T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The U.S., Turkey, and Kurdish forces in northern Syria have agreed to a 5-day ceasefire following the deaths of 11,000 Kurds at the hands of Turkish forces. CBS News State Department and Foreign Affairs reporter Christina Ruffini joins us now on the Newsline. Christina, is there any way to enforce this ceasefire? It doesn't seem to be.
We're going to have to see. And even the president, even the vice president, the secretary of state said, you know, these next 5 days, 120 hours to be specific, will be crucial to see if this can hold. But basically what they're doing now is the Turks have agreed to hold their fire. They disagree that it's a ceasefire. They told me they're considering it a pause so that the U.S. can facilitate the safe withdrawal of the YPG, which is also known as the SDF, which are those Kurdish fighters that fought and died on the battlefield for the U.S. in the battle against ISIS.
What about the ISIS fighters who were there?
It remains to be determined. Part of this agreement is the Turks have said, you know, they will continue to work with the United States to help eradicate the ISIS threat. But they were already doing that before this happened. So it's not like that's a new thing they agreed to as kind of a punitive measure for basically defying the United States and going in and attacking people we considered our allies. And the most effective fighters against ISIS have been these Kurds who are now being moved out of the area at Turkish behest.
So President Trump says the Kurds are happy with this deal. Have we heard anything from them?
The leader of the Kurds said he will agree to the deal. That's what I've seen so far. It certainly wasn't a ringing endorsement. Assad, the dictator of Syria, has said that it was a nebulous deal, to be clear. He says he's not quite sure what's in it. And, you know, like I said, the Turks are spinning in a completely different direction. They're saying it's not a ceasefire, and they're spinning it as a victory because they got what they've wanted for months, which is they're going to get to patrol this 20-mile safe zone, and basically they're going to kick the guys they don't like out of it, and they're going to take control of it and get to patrol it from here on in. So it's hard to see how this is not a victory for the Turks.
At this point, you're absolutely right. That's what it looks like from our vantage point. CBS News State Department and Foreign Affairs reporter Christina Ruffini, thank you so much.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.